Well, Christopher Ginger, manager of Gidor, delighted with that performance and that result, no doubt. But your team had a really, really dig deep.
Yeah, no, listen, honestly, I honestly, coming into the game, I knew the situation we would be in. And I said it in an interview I had during the week, I knew it would go down, it would be a real dogfight into the dying embers. But to be honest with you, I thought at one stage we had it. But listen, yeah, from chatting to the ref, it was a penalty, and you know, it was a fair result, you know, at full time. But going into extra time then, you know, like, the conditions were terrible for both teams.
You have to say that as well, because coming here today, there was hailstones before the game, there was, you know, water everywhere. The pitch was in good condition today, but look, suppose you have to deal with that.
Yeah, listen, like, we knew ourselves the conditions that would be terrible, like, you know, but we went into that period of extra time there, and you know, I just honestly thought that our boys were not going well. I can guarantee you that they didn't seem to have the fire in the belly. But in the second quarter, for some reason, against the conditions, they turned up.
I suppose that was something, you know, Terman won the lead at half time, a point up, you know, they got that goal. You got your goal earlier on in the game, and suppose it was a hard game to settle into, really.
It was, really, yeah. Like, you know, I thought our boys, listen, I think the occasion got to them a wee bit, you know. Like, we told them to settle, just ease into it, play their football, and, you know, naturally it'll come. But listen, the occasion did get to them, but it was just tough, like, tough conditions.
What was going through the head there, I suppose? The last kick of the game, Terman got a penalty. Suppose a bit of frustration. What was your making of it?
Well, I wasn't too sure. I chatted to the ref. Listen, I chatted to the ref, and, you know, in fairness, hey, one of our players lay on the ball, which, fair enough, a penalty is a penalty. You know, listen, I thought it was harsh enough with such crowded people in there, but listen, all credit to Terman, they kept going.
Talking about your players in the second, an extra time, really, really dug deep, you know, and performances out there today. Suppose it takes a lot of players, a lot of leaders, and a lot of individuals maybe that mightn't be as well known as Jack O'Doherty, and, you know, different lads. Dara Ferry at centre half back, really, you know, when the game was in the melting pot, they came good, and Owen DeBurka as well.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we said it to them, you know, that second period of extra time, Terman had the breeze with them, and we thought, listen, lads, you're going to have to carry the ball, run the ball, and just go for a bit of luck. And in fairness, I think it was a shot dropped short from Stephen McFadden, and Owen DeBurka, fair play to him, was the end of it, to flick it into the net.
Relieved after that, no doubt, once the goal went in, because when you get a goal in extra time, it's a huge score.
Yeah, definitely, aye. But, like, for some reason, we couldn't hold on to possession. Conditions obviously came into it, but, listen, the goal for us, I think it was 3 minutes to go then. I think, you know, it settled us a wee bit, but still, Terman are so dangerous in the high ball.
What does it mean to yourself to be winning another title for Gidor? It's your seventh. And no doubt a number of years ago, you built a platform to run on and win in a county and get success in Ulster, I suppose. And no doubt, I know there's six of those players playing with the seniors now. That's probably the end goal for a lot of them.
Yeah, definitely. Like, listen, we took this, myself, James, Dan and Sean took this on board at the start of the year. We were full sure, like, you know, this. I don't agree with what's going on with the county board under 17s to 21. I don't agree with it. There's four boys, there's a 4-year layoff. Clubs are losing. It's not only our own club, but there's every club are losing boys, and you know, there needs to be something set up for them. We took it on board this year to set up this for them, to get boys interested in football, get them back playing football, which, you know, we took them down. Listen, it wasn't pretty. It was a lot of runs. We took them down and we got them back interested in it, so hopefully this lifts the club.
Gidor haven't gone away?
No, definitely not. No, there's definitely quality there. You know, as I said, it needs nurtured. That's the reason why, like, these boys would drop off if you don't pay attention to them. So listen, hopefully these boys can pick it up now and move on to senior.